you're terrific, if you're even good, where anyone at all.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin from ABC Radio. Here is a special bulletin from Dallas, Texas. Three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade today in downtown Dallas, Texas. This is ABC Radio. To repeat, in Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade today. The president now making a two-day speaking tour of Texas. We're going to stand by for more details on the incident in Dallas. Stay tuned to your ABC station for further details. Now we return you to your regular program.
And now, here's Johnny.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Here is a bulletin. Here is a bulletin.
What is it?
Stand by, please. Stand by, please.
In Dallas, Texas,
it appears as though something has happened in the motorcade route. In the motorcade route.
It's been I'm the leader.
Three shots were fired.
Three. Put me on, Bill. Put me on.
President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
Stand by, please. Stand by, please.
More details just arrived. Mrs. Kennedy jumped up. She called, oh, no. Oh, no.
The energy.
Oh, no.
The faith.
Oh, no.
The devotion.
Oh, no. The motorcade sped on.
The world is very different now.
Sped on.
head. Shot by the government to the head. Not by the Oswald like they said. We all want to know about Kennedy's head. Kennedy's brain, Kennedy's brain. The government lost it, that's insane. Lost his brain, that's insane. The government lost it, Kennedy's brain. We all want to know about the magic ride. The magic ride. The magic ride, shot from the front and shot from behind. That magic bullet took some ride. We all want to know about the magic ride. We all want to know about the CIA, the FBI, and LBJ. Y'all had something to gain that day. What happened that day? What happened that day? We all want to know about what happened that day. Why should we believe you? Telling all these lies for so many years. Why should we believe you? The government lied and it lied and it lied. The government lies and it lies and it lies. Government lies. Kennedy's head, Kennedy's head, Kennedy's head. Shot by the government through the head. Not by Lee Oswald like they said. We all want to know about Kennedy's head. We all want to know about Kennedy's head. We all want to know about Kennedy's brain. We all want to know about the CIA. We all want to know about the FBI. We all want to know about the magic ride. We all want to know about LBJ. We all want to know about what happened that day. We all want to know about what happened that day. We all want to know about Kennedy's dead. 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 I guess you got to see where Kennedy's dead.
some things I have often said I would hate to swear before a court of law or before God, but one thing I am totally positive of in my own mind is how many shots there were. And there were 3 shots. The second 2 shots were immediate. It was almost as if one were an echo of the other. They came so quickly. The sound of one did not cease until the second shot. With the second and third shots, I did see the president being hit. So I felt that the shots had come, as I wrote in my article, from behind me and to my right, which would have been in the direction of the grassy knoll and the railroad overpass.
The lunatic is on the grass.
Which would have been in the direction of the grassy knoll and the railroad overpass.
The lunatic is on the grass. Remembering games and daisy chains and laughs. Got to keep the loonies on the path.
The first thing I heard about it was when the newspaper reported in the hall.
The lunatic is in the hall.
There were kind of mysterious civilian people in civilian clothes were there.
The lunatic is in the hall.
They would come up and look over my shoulder.
The paper holds their folded faces to the floor. And every day, the paper boy brings more.
I am very, very suspicious. And I do think that it could have been the height of a sinister conspiratorial activity in the post-assassination cover-up, in this case, to make sure that the brain was not examined in order to be able to disprove, or at least to be able to withhold.
I'll see you on the dark side of the night.
The timing of the shots, when the first shot was fired, which was a lot earlier than the Warren Commission had told us, at a point when Oswald...
The lunatic is in my head.
I didn't shoot anybody, sir. I haven't been told what I'm here for.
The lunatic is in my head.
Standing right at the east end of the triple underpass on the sidewalk.
You raised the blade.
Commerce. And when the first shot, which I thought was a firecracker, happened in our tomb, I dug behind the triple underpass and actually did not see too much of what was going on until
you locked the door.
Presidential limousines.
And throw away the key. And there's someone in my head. But it's not me.
Come on, man.
No, they're taking me in because of the fact that I'm just a patsy.
And if the cloud bursts thunder in your ear, you shout and no one seems to hear.
Something is wrong here. Something is terribly wrong.
And if the band you're in starts playing different tunes, I'll see you on the dark side of the moon.
It is inconceivable to me that every single one of the witnesses who saw the president's head could be wrong. It's obvious to me that those photographs have been faked. It angers me terribly that we don't know the truth. And the arrogance of those in power that continue the cover-up and the lie is beyond tolerance.
Well, what the situation is, Bond, nobody has told me anything except that I'm accused of murdering a policeman. I know nothing more than that, and I do request for someone to come forward to give me a legal assistance.
Did you kill the president?
No, I've not been charged with that. In fact, nobody has said that to me yet.
You have been.
Nobody said what?
Sir?
You have been.
Nobody said what? Okay, we ain't here. Okay.
If they lied to us, how much are they lying to us in other areas? And if they're lying to us, can they do it again and again and again? And if so, this is not a democracy. This is a hierarchy, a government or a people ran by certain powerful individuals who have the ability to dispose of anyone who's not going along the party line, so to speak. Not a whole lot different from what I was taught occurred in the USSR. All these many years. The truth is the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
nowadays it's sucking up rain, sucking up sun. Like a giant is sucking up rain, sucking up sun. Oh man.
Everything seemed normal as the President's Secret Service bodyguards kept their ever-watchful eyes on the crowd. Everything seemed normal as the President's motorcade began its journey. Everything seemed normal. That is, up until this instant. What took place is so odd that we're going to examine the scene four more times. Watch the left side of your screen. The arrow points to Agent in Charge, Emery Roberts, as he stands in the Secret Service follow-up car and motions with his hand. What he is doing is calling away the President's two most important bodyguards, the bodyguards whose job was to protect the President's back by riding on the bumper of the limousine throughout the motorcade. Watch again as he stands and orders the agents running at the rear of the President's car away. Watch the confusion inside the follow-up car that results. Watch the right side of your screen. The arrow points to one of two agents whose job was to hop aboard the bumper and act as human shields. He's obviously perplexed. Watch as he shrugs his shoulders three times in dismay, each shrug more dramatic than the last. As you watch this scene for the final time, ask yourself, is this the kind of conduct you would expect from an agency that routinely sends an advance team to a city a month or more prior to the President's arrival in order to make preparations? Now ask yourself if the assassination could have taken place at all had those men been on the bumper during the motorcade. This is the rear of the presidential limousine. The back bumper is specially designed with a platform on both the right and left sides. There are also handrails on both sides of the trunk. This is where the agent should have been to provide the President even minimal security. The President, unaware of the treachery behind him and the danger waiting for him ahead, continued on to his death. You are about to see segments from three of at least four films shot in Dealey Plaza of the assassination. The fourth was confiscated by the FBI and has never been released for public viewing.
So if you're like maybe, you know, under, say, 30 or 40, the kind of the defining event of your life was 9/11. If you're over 90 or so, the defining event was Pearl Harbor. If you're in the middle there somewhere, then it's probably the day JFK got shot. I remember where I was. I know you do, too. I was in seventh grade. I was in Joe Brower's English class, Big Joe Brower. And I was sitting in the back flirting with Nancy Hines. As always, I never paid attention in class. Not when Nancy Hines was around. And a knock came at the door, and Big Joe went over in his Boris Karloff gait, opened the door, and there was Oscar the janitor. And Joe listened for a few minutes and then closed the door, and you could tell something was wrong. And, of course, there was. He told us all about it, and we were not kids anymore, I guess. I don't know. It's easy to say something like that, and it's pretty stupid, but it just kind of weirded everybody out. You know that. You were there. If you weren't there, trust me, it was like 9/11, only maybe a little quieter. Anyway, today we come to bury JFK, not to praise him. We have a bunch of songs about how it happened, etc., etc. A lot of them came from an album called Conspiracy A Go-Go, something that Brian Turner called my attention to. Thank you, Brian. And, of course, the whole thing started with the way it started for everybody, which was the bulletin on the radio that there was something going on, followed by Steinsky and mass media. The motorcade sped on. Kennedy's head was Buckwheat Caterpillar. Back and to the left was JF and K. Brain Damage from National Syndical Network, and Hounds, 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 Bullet. All four of those came from the Conspiracy A Go-Go record. And then we heard the first of many, many hundreds of thousands of conspiracy theories and theorists and reports, and honest to God, this is what really happened. I am not going to tell you that I believe any one of them in particular. I just grabbed a bunch of them at random, and I invite you to go ahead and look them up if you want. They're on YouTube. They're everywhere. You can't swing a dead cat without hitting a conspiracy theory. I know, Jersey. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it that way. But so go out and check them out. But I included a few here just as kind of a token of all the unrest that's been around that. So come with me now as we walk down the dusty halls of history and recall those days of yesteryear when we all grew up and grew down at the same time. I'll be back. You know that.
Republic.
To our sister republic,
south of our border,
south of our border,
we offer a special pledge. In a new alliance for progress,
in a new alliance for progress,
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 progress, in a new alliance,
convert our good words to good deeds.
Good words to good deeds.
Let all our neighbors know. That we shall join with them to oppose aggression or subversion anywhere in the Americas.
Americas, 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 Americas. Life can be good in America.
In a new alliance for progress. To our sister republic,
to our sister republic,
south of our border,
south of our border,
convert our good words to good deeds.
To oppose aggression or subversion anywhere in the Americas. America, 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 America. Life can be good in America, in a new alliance for progress.
Progress. Progress,
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 progress.
JFK.
Oh, oh, oh. One man once died. Did you know that he could read all our minds? He was the U.S. Adam with Jack the wife. He was a hyper-charismatic telepathical knight.
JFK. JFK.
Even though I'm better than you, I am not.
His parents
parents were an academic team of elites.
Their goal was to raise the future human supreme.
He smelled like the future.
His words felt like flowers.
And if you shook your hand, you'd make love with it for hours.
A list?
Let's. Soldier?
Check.
Flight?
True. Commie?
No. Rich?
Quite. And was he the true cousin of Sir Jesus Christ?
You fucking know he was, man.
Oh, oh, oh!
Made love. Read minds. Went inside of more than half of mankind. Let us down, but shit, how could we mind? He was a handsome devil, but the kind of devil you like. Oh, oh, wore suits. Sometimes. Started movies that appeared in our minds. He knew the secrets of all space and time. And if he liked you, he would tell you, but you had to unwind.
JFK.
You are full of stash.
He understands my shit,
said the short and the tall.
He saw a million faces and he sexed them all. I saw him heal a zebra.
I saw him love his wife. I saw him bless a demon and that demon changed its life. Some secrets never aired about the sex lord elect. Let us go back to the start.
When JFK was just specs, no one knew.
No one guessed.
Due to all of his flaws.
That the world's most human mofo
wasn't human at all.
Oh, oh,
fake man. Great stats. Never sat to empty out all his crap. How could a program love and fuck so sweet? He was the hypersympathetic telepathic machine.
JFK. JFK.
Man is still the most extraordinary computer of all. And women are even cooler.
This is a strange but true story, which proves that history does repeat itself, and the events depicted here happened just 100 years apart. Both President Lincoln and President Kennedy were concerned with the issue of civil rights. Lincoln was elected in 1860. Kennedy was elected in 1960. 100 years apart. Both were shot from behind in the head. Their successors, both named Johnson, were Southern Democrats with seats in the Senate. Andrew Johnson was born in 1808. Lyndon Johnson was born in 1908. 100 years apart. John Wilkes Booth, the man who shot Lincoln, was born in 1839. Lee Harvey Oswald, the man who shot Kennedy, was born in 1939. 100 years apart. Booth and Oswald were Southerners favoring unpopular ideas. Booth and Oswald were both assassinated before going to trial. Both presidents' wives lost children through death while in the White House. Both presidents were killed on a Friday and in the presence of their wives. President Lincoln's secretary, whose name was Kennedy, advised him not to go to the theater. President Kennedy's secretary, whose name was Lincoln, advised him not to go to Dallas. John Wilkes Booth shot Lincoln in a theater and ran to a warehouse. Lee Harvey Oswald shot Kennedy from a warehouse and ran to a theater. The names Lincoln and Kennedy each contain 7 letters. The names Andrew Johnson and Lyndon Johnson each contain 13 letters. The name John Wilkes Booth and B. Harvey Oswald each contain 15 letters. And friends, it is true. History does repeat itself.
By this point, we've all heard the song Friday by Rebecca Black, allegedly one of the worst songs ever written, gathering over 1,200,000 dislikes on its original YouTube video. But what many of us don't know is it has a much deeper and darker meaning. The song is about the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. The driver of the car Kennedy was riding in when he was assassinated was named Samuel Kicken. Kicken in the front seat, sitting in the back seat. The assassination also occurred on a Friday, and when he was shot, the Secret Service yelled at Jackie Kennedy to get down. to get down on Friday. Parts about the Cold War and the spread of communism are also reflected. Everybody's Russian. And to top it all off, in the hotel that morning, JFK declined a breakfast of sausage, eggs, and toast for a bowl of bran flakes instead. Got to have my bowl. Got to have cereal. The following Monday, JFK was supposed to sign a bill into the law requiring all public schools to provide transportation for their students. Got to catch my bus. These clues can only lead to one thing. Rebecca Black is a time-traveling assassin.
Because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept.
1, 2, 3, sing with me. JFK was elected age 43. 1, 2, 3, sing with me. Kennedy, president from 61 to 63. 1, 2, 3, sing with me. JFK was elected age 43. 1, 2, 3, sing with me. Kennedy, president from 61 to 63.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Be loved by you, just you, nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you alone.
Ich bin ein Violiner.
Hey, Mr. Rockefeller, owner of Warner.
einem Film sind Kennedy und ich. John F. Kennedy und mich. Von Eddie, Eddie Marie. Von Eddie Marie ist das wie Kennedy von mir.
Berlin war für uns die Medizin. Johnny hatte sie gehasst und kein Geschoss, doch sie hat ihn verpasst.
just hand. He was a friend of mine.
All right. So, you know, if Kennedy was alive today, he'd be about 96 years old. Just saying. We started that set with an album that everybody knows about called Sing Along with JFK, and that was called The Alliance for Progress, Bossa Nova. We heard from the Professor Brothers after that. I don't know who they are, but there they were. That was a history lesson. History Repeats Itself from Cab Calloway. You can find that also done by Homer and Jethro. I thought this had more novelty appeal. And then after that, one of the more credible conspiracy theorists, I believe that was Jesse Ventura. It sure sounded like him kind of at a different speed, but that was the Rebecca Black Friday conspiracy. And I think that's the most credible one of them all so far. The bit about Rebecca Black being an assassin from history, from another time. After that was JFK by the Grammarheads. Okay. Followed by something I believe in German. I'm not even 100% sure that was about anything in particular, but that was Kennedy Phoney, Phonie, by a guy named Eddie Mahry, Mahry. Most of it was in German, as you probably suspected when you couldn't understand it. And then Roger McGuinn and the Byrds. He was a friend of mine. That was originally that song was written about somebody entirely different. I think the Byrds kind of changed the lyrics a bit to fit it in. Maybe it was Phil Oakes. I don't know. I found a bunch of different versions, and I just said, screw it. Let's just throw this one in. So, I don't know. It's interesting to think about how different things would be if JFK had been allowed to serve his... serve out his first term and probably would have been reelected for a second. We may not have had a Vietnam War. A lot of people think that's why he was killed. His brother Bobby certainly was poised to be elected to the presidency in 1968. He got shot. Nobody seemed to care about why that was, but I think that was the thing that turned the 20th century around completely. I think that was the most important event of the century. Except for World War II and then, you know, that business with the atomic bomb, but you know what I mean. Anyway, we will continue now. More crackpot theories, etc. Stay tuned. I'll be back.
Joining me now is former Minnesota governor and the author of They Killed Our President, 63 Reasons to Believe There Was a Conspiracy to Assassinate JFK, Jesse Ventura. First of all, the book's really interesting, and you use the internet, even though it's a book, because in there, there are all kinds of references to the exact addresses on YouTube and other places and hearings and so forth. You can go back and you can see.
And hear yourself.
Yes, from the book. And I did it. I mean, I stopped and I went back and I did my little research. So it's kind of a internet bibliography, if you will. But the question always remains about who did this and the cover-up and everything else. Were the people afterward, were the Katzenberg memo and everything else, were they ill-willed? Did they know that there was somebody they were trying to cover for, or were they just trying to say, it was a different time, let's just make sure that we can move on without, because they were worried about the communist and Soviet Union and all that sort of
thing. No, they were worried about the truth. That's what they were worried about.
Why?
Why? Because a coup d'etat took place that day. That's the changing of our government. And it wasn't done at the ballot box. It was done with a bullet. And so there should have been a thorough investigation done. I'll give you an example. The car is the crime scene. Kennedy was killed in the car. Now, anybody that watches TV, any dummy knows, in comes the yellow tape. You can't cross into here till forensics done, right? Well, in the book, we tell of a guy at the Ford Motor Plant in Michigan was stunned when he came in Monday morning and there was the president's limousine being refurbished Monday morning, ordered by President Lyndon Johnson. That's obstruction of justice. No one got to look at the car, the crime scene.
And you said the windshield had been replaced because...
Well, I saw a photograph of his car parked at Parkland Hospital when they brought the president's, by then, pretty much dead body right there. And in the photograph, you can see a bullet hole through the front windshield. And that had to be replaced quickly because then you've got more than three bullets, which they allowed. And also when you apply common sense, Tom, if you're a sniper, your first shot's going to be your best one. In this case, it was the worst one. And the third shot was the best one. I couldn't do the shooting, and I'm an expert marksman. Yeah. I use the actual weapon, same bullets and everything from the same, and I didn't even have a moving target. I couldn't do it. But even go beyond me, we point out in the book a gentleman named Carlos Hathcock, the greatest Marine sniper in history. He was the head instructor at Quantico. They recreated it for him. 10 times he tried and couldn't do it. Now, yeah, in the military, they give you batteries of tests to try to use your abilities to the best. Oswald wasn't 0300 infantry. They sent him to radar school. He never even carried a gun in the Marine Corps. Carlos Hathcock made a living with a rifle. He can't do it, but Oswald can. Come on.
Yeah,
common sense.
You get into a lot of things, and there's the photographs and the autopsies, and there's a bullet hole in the president's back, an entry wound, and it's very low. And I look at that and I think, well, he was against the seat. How did that? I mean, there are still a million questions about what
unanswered
happened. Yeah,
but we answer a lot of them in here. It's just that the official version won't answer.
Well, it's interesting because your book is only about this thick when you get into the beginning of it, and then you go, okay, here are the 63 reasons why Oswald did not do it.
I would love to be the attorney for the trial. And like I said, correct that convicted, because he was never convicted of anything. There was never, in a coup
d'etat.
Didn't they
have like a mock trial later?
Maybe. I don't, but that's not a trial. No one's sworn in.
Yeah.
Nobody. In a coup d'etat, there can never be a trial. And here's another big one people need to know. Warren Commission said it wasn't true. Jack Ruby and Lee Oswald knew each other well. Jack Ruby said he knew Lee Oswald since Lee was a child. Doesn't that change the whole thing? Oswald was killed by somebody he knows?
Yeah. Well, you're very good at this stuff.
And I'm not very good. Those are the facts. It isn't me.
You dig up all these great things. And it's a great Who Did It story. But you've got some really compelling evidence that I don't care what you think. This book will make you stop and really rethink
stuff. Thank
you,
Tom. Thanks. So. Well, you know, we needed this book because we lost one of the greatest fiction writers in the world, Tom Clancy.
Yeah.
But the point is, this one's not fiction. Take authors like Clancy and Vince Flynn, great authors, but they're fiction. Yeah. That's what entices me to Kennedy. It's like Harry Potter books. More come out all the time with more evidence. It's like a continuing saga. And that's why I stay on top of it.
Governor, always good to see you.
Tom, great, always
great
a pleasure.
Fun book to read.
Thank you. I'm glad you felt that way.
You bet.
Get out of Dallas, yeah, you're finished in this town. I'm gonna break your body. Dallas calls, you're finished in your time. And Uncle Garrison, he's out doing some crimes. Get out of Dallas, yeah, you found the mess of your mind. And Lyndon Johnson, he ain't my kind of guy. Get out of Dallas, cause you're finished in this town. You know what I like.
looking. Pretty soon, he wasn't even cooking. Well, it must have been something he said. And the people believed what they read. Now they're dead. Now they're dead.
Give you the damn war.
So the troops remained in Vietnam, where they soon died by the score. Dallas, you sent a president to the grave. Dallas, you sent a president to the grave. Dallas, you sent a president to the grave. Dallas, Dallas, Camelot got it away.
So something has happened in the motorcade group. Something, I repeat, has happened in the motorcade group.
Prosecutors and police chiefs proclaimed Oswald's guilt and clamored for the death penalty. But less than 48 hours after the assassination, the sentence of Lee Harvey Oswald became a moot point.
Now the prisoner wearing a black sweater, he has changed from his T-shirt, is being moved out toward an armored car. Being led out by Captain Fritz. There is the prisoner. Do you have anything to say in your defense?
What?
There's a shot. Oswald has been shot. Oswald has been shot. Holy mackerel. A shot rang out as he was led into his car. There's a mass confusion there. Rolling and fighting. As he was being let out, now he's being led back. He was thrown to the ground. The police have the entire area blocked off. Everybody stay back. Is the yell. Here is the ambulance. He is being hustled in. To me, he appears dead. There is a gunshot wound in his lower abdomen.
I was born in Dallas in 1952. Lee Harvey moved across the street on Bentley Avenue. You stole the ball on me when I was just a kid. Say he shot the president, well, I don't think he did. He was a friend of mine. You used to take me fishing all the time. You stole a ball on me when I was just a kid. Say you shot the president, well, I don't think he did. Seen the picture of him with the pamphlets and a gun. Shadow sport never went your way, but there's just one son. Someone faked that photo and stuck away and hid. Say you shot the president, well, I don't think he did. He was a friend of mine. You used to take me fishing all the time. You stole a ball of me when I was just a kid. Say you shot the president, well, I don't think he did. Say his naked Russian wife made him fall for Marilyn Monroe. When Marilyn came to Oak Cliff to O.H. Lee, she'd go. stole her away. Lee Harvey flipped his lid. They say he shot the president. Well, I don't think he did. He was a friend of mine. Seen on TV, Lee Harvey got gunned down. Murdered by Jack Ruby, the biggest sleaze in town. He stuck the gun into his ribs and said, "Here's looking at your kid." Ruby killed Lee Harvey, TV proved he did. He was a friend of mine, a very good friend. All the time, yes he did. Real good friend, all the time, fall to me. Say he shot the president. I don't think he did.
John Kennedy. Yeah, I said John Kennedy. Let's give you a holiday. Kmart and Sears will sell plenty of guns and ammunition in honor of you today. They're having a sale. Oh yes, they're having a sale in honor of your name. Oh John Kennedy, aren't you glad you paid the price for fame? The stores are filled. Yeah, the stores are heavily stocked with books, posters, and table placemats. Oh, John Kennedy, aren't you glad they produced more garbage for us to gape at? John Kennedy, yeah, I said John Kennedy. In 45 years or so, they will honor you by offering you a monthly reality show. John Kennedy, yeah, I said John Kennedy. You'll soon see how wisely this past 45 years wastefully have been spent. Thank you.
It's not unreasonable to think that if Kennedy hadn't been shot, there would not have been a need for a revolution. We don't know. We just don't know. Time is like a billiard ball flying around a table. Three-bank shot to history? God knows. Anyway, we started with Jesse Ventura making the rounds now with another book. Our leading conspiracy theorist. How does he sleep at night? I don't know. I'd be too scared. That was something about the coup d'etat that he thought was happening. He's got a whole book about it now. You'll read about it if you'll see him on talk radio, etc. After that, Mal Thursday and the Cheetahs get out of Dallas. The Laughing Horses after that, Dallas, just plain Dallas. The Rockin' Guys, O.H. Lee, Oswald Henry Lee, I don't know, odd title. Same song as the one next to it. Lee Harvey was a friend of mine. That was a version by Laura Cantrell. That's weird. Two FMU people on the same show today. We have Laura and Steinsky. What do you know? Anyway, Lee Harvey was a friend of mine. That was a Homer Henderson song, lovingly done here by Laura Cantrell. And then Sid Yiddish. I'll say that again. Sid Yiddish. Right. The Talkin' JFK Assassination Celebration Blues. And that brings us up to the end. We'll have another conspiracy theory and a piece of complete madness for you coming up. I want to apologize for last week. I did not have time to do a show last week. I was busy cleaning my house up. When you do an open house, you sort of have to... It's kind of like you're preparing an artwork. You know, your home is a piece of art that has to be... Every detail has to be perfect, so... That's unfortunate what I had to do last week. We had another open house this week, but most of the hard work was already done, so it worked out. Still trying to sell the house. My wife is up in Maine now. She has a job. I will not be seeing her until Christmas. I know some of you guys think that's a great idea. I don't. I love my wife. So anyway, I'll be back next week. We will have a grab bag show next week because I am anticipating a lot of activity around the house and around Thanksgiving and around the FMU Record Fair. I hope I'll see some of you there. I'll be there on Sunday, and I'll be trading my little trinkets for records and trading my records for trinkets. So see you then. Please have a good week, and I don't know. Have a good one. Don't get shot. How's that sound?
I think Bobby Kennedy was right. I think the plot grew out of the American government. And I think the American government split in two over the Kennedy presidency. I think the people who had him eliminated felt they were doing their patriotic duty. I think they believed that JFK had put the country at risk, was weakening our defenses, that he was, if not in league with the Soviet government, was certainly their useful tool. And if you read the actual oral histories of some of these men, members of the Joint Chiefs and Richard Helms and the CIA, and I interviewed many of them or their wives or widows, the kind of vitriol, the kind of vitriolic way that they looked at Kennedy was that he was a traitor and for the good of the country had to be taken out. So, yeah. Well, I my book didn't go into the exact sort of mechanics of the assassination, but I think clearly from what we know from subsequent investigations and from the testimony of the people who told Bobby what happened that day, like Kenny O'Donnell, who was the White House Chief of Staff, and Dave Powers, another Kennedy loyalist, who was riding in the car immediately behind the presidential limousine. They said fire came from multiple directions. We were caught in a crossfire. It was an ambush. And I think that the mafia doesn't have the ability to both orchestrate that kind of sophisticated assassination and then the cover-up that ensued. I think it was the CIA that was given the job of implementing it. I think they brought in the mob at crucial times to take care of some of the dirtier work. Jack Ruby, clearly, and Bobby Kennedy figured this out within 24 hours, was a mob-connected errand boy when he shot and killed Lee Harvey Oswald. They had to silence Oswald. Oswald knew too much. Again, Bobby Kennedy had a lot of this figured out already, and he was working with a former FBI agent named Walter Sheridan, who was going to be his chief investigator. I interviewed Walt's widow, and she said essentially Bobby and Walt had cracked the case. They were ready to reopen it when Bobby got back to the White House, but of course he never was able
to
do
that. And you write that the Warren Commission is very moth-eaten.
Yes.
The report is full of...
Well, the Warren Commission wasn't meant to solve the crime. It was meant to cover up the crime. It was meant to put the public's fears to rest. And it was controlled by J. Edgar Hoover, an archenemy of the Kennedys, and by Alan Dulles, who was probably an accomplice in this crime, if not one of the masterminds, a former head of the CIA, who the Kennedys had driven out of the CIA after the Bay of Pigs. I think, you know, basically this was an executive decision made at the highest levels of American government. And that involved, you know, the top people in the CIA and the Pentagon.
Me and Jackie were riding in a car. We did it. Get very far. Someone shot me in the head. I'm dead. Oh, back to the left. 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 Back to the left.
Okay, all right.